Your boy, it's Country B93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us in studio, and she just got a behind-the-scenes degree in degenerate gambling. So, how you doing?
Great.
Very informative for you.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
it's
oh yeah.
Cold.
There are levels.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not healthy.
I think I'll let you guys kind of take
You that look on. Equally okay. informed and concerned for everything that was. There's equal parts there. It's a cocktail of emotion, for sure.
It'll work.
So who do we have here this morning?
Yes, we have Janet Anderson. She is with HSHS St. Nicholas Hospital, the volunteer services sector, if you will. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
So I was just telling you before we went on, I had no idea you guys had a volunteer services section.
I'm like,
so
oh, no.
We'll start there.
Oh, no.
What
yes.
is it?
Oh, yeah. We have a good, strong volunteer force. Anyone who kind of has a heart to want to give back to the community mm-hmm. and care for patients, we like to have that personal touch when somebody comes into the hospital, they're greeted by a volunteer, and the last thing they see when they leave the hospital, when they're being discharged, is a volunteer escorts them back to their car, make sure mm-hmm. that they're safe on their way. So we like to have that sort of human touch, if you will, for our patient care, plus a couple other little places that we have people.
Very comforting, I would think, for
yes.
people that are probably in a tough spot.
Yes.
I do remember at St. Nick's, my dad was there. I was in college. It was a weird virus he was kind of battling. So we were there for, I don't know, a week or maybe a little
days,
bit more.
Right.
But you do. I mean, it is true.
Right.
When you walk in and you're there then. I mean, when a family member is there, it's like you're there all the time.
Right.
So it is nice to have that
right.
personal
and,
touch.
And you do get that, even if you just need that break, when you're dealing with something serious.
Sure.
You might go down to the gift shop and do a little shopping. My gift shop volunteers, there are counselors.
Yeah,
you
oh,
know?
I believe it.
So we like to have people in there that can provide that support and just... support for the family, too, because that's really what we're doing is taking care of everybody.
So what kind of volunteers do you look for? Is there a certain background? Does it matter? Does it not matter?
You just have a willing heart.
Yeah.
And we do have certain requirements, obviously, for
sure.
the hospital, but it's somebody who wants to give back to the community. And so many of my volunteers say that it's so much more rewarding for them.
Sure.
You know, they say that, you know, we thank them because we are so thankful that they're there to help us and we couldn't do what we do without them. But it's just, it gives back, you know, threefold. It's just, it's a good experience for both of us.
How strong, like how many people, how many volunteers do you have that are a part of that?
Currently active volunteers, I have about 106.
Oh my God.
Yes. And I'm hoping to increase that, obviously. But, and then we also have supportive volunteers, which people who have been there, like, you know, some people who have been here and helped us out since the 1950s, and they still want to support and be part of the hospital, but they can't physically.
Sure.
So they help us with our fundraisers and campaigns.
Yeah.
They want to come in and fold, you know, for mailings, that
sure.
type of thing. So,
sure. Do you guys have fundraisers coming up you want to
we
hit
do,
on?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
okay.
do. So our group, our volunteer group, actually has a fundraiser that we do every September. September 19th, it's a Thursday. It's at Breaking Bread. It starts at 6:30. It's called The Taste of Fall.
Okay.
It's a beer, wine, and appetizer tasting. Plus, we have Sheboygan County's very own Van Drastic Vodka. They come with their vodka tasting, and those two are wonderful.
What is the name of the brand?
Van Drastic.
I have not had that.
It's smooth,
very
smooth.
Very good.
Everybody's
very good.
Oh, yes. Okay. No. All right. That was a good endorsement.
Yes, absolutely. We love having Sally and Grant. They've helped us out a couple of years, and they're kind of our celebrity there. But,
yeah,
but
sure.
we have great raffles. This year, we have Walmart donated a 50-inch TV for a raffle.
Awesome.
Fire pit from Home Depot. We get a total of like six raffles, and then
okay.
we have different things that go on during the night. So we raise money for cancer services and telemedicine. So we've been able to give back with that and support a lot of their programs. So that's been nice that we've been able to support that.
Well, that's awesome. And Breaking Bread is, we just gave away gift cards. Judy's Place
yes.
and PJ Piper and Breaking
awesome.
Bread. They've been
yes.
a long time friend of our station. So it's a great facility.
Yes. And they're very generous for us as well. So we are very thankful to have the event there.
Give me the date on that again.
September 19th.
More info? Is there like a Facebook page or a website?
We will be getting it on Facebook.
Okay.
And we're going to be sending out our Save the Date cards this week.
Okay, wow. Well, it's not that far away.
No,
I mean, because the weather has been so atrocious.
And now we're waiting.
It's hard to think it's summer,
think fall,
but it's not
right.
that far off, right?
Right. So, yeah, we will be doing a campaign with that. Probably kicking off more so in July, but since we had the opportunity here, I wanted to be able to talk about it.
And if people want to volunteer, if they've listened to you and think, oh, that might be a good place for me to spend a few hours, how
Absolutely.
Do they do that?
They can either go on our website page, just Google in St. Nicholas Hospital and you'll get to it. Under volunteer services, there's a bunch of forms that you can download. You can contact me. I'll mail them to you. My direct phone line is 459-4714. Just even stopping at the hospital, any of those venues can get you to me, and I'll talk to you and get you going.
All right. So, give me the name of the vodka one more time.
Van Drastic Vodka.
Van Drastic.
Very good stuff.
I'm going to check that out. Thank you for your time this morning,
John.
Janet.
Appreciate it.